KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A with some friends to keep me warm because it's kind of chilly. Welcome to our concert club members. Thank y'all for being here tonight, for venturing out in the brusque 45 degrees that isn't 20 degrees below zero as it is in other cities. KUTX After Hours is presented by Odell Brewing Company, so mad props to them and mad props to this wonderful band for joining us tonight. Their new album is out Friday. They play Saturday at the Mohawk. Nice bill, too, with Goodfield, El Lago, and Daphne Tunes. We will talk, but right now we will rock. Please welcome A. Sinclair.
With you.
Austin's A. Sinclair, live on KUTX. All I Want to Do from the new album, Cat Paws. It's out Friday, and the show is Saturday at the Mohawk. So, Aaron, are you down with this weather? You're from Boston originally?
I grew up in Houston, but I lived in Boston for 13 years. I like it, yeah.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
As long as it's at 45 and not, you know, below the freezing point. Tell me about Cat Paws. I understand that this record was put together from several different sessions where you would do like a few songs at a time.
Yeah, how
did that unfold?
So the guys I was playing with before, we had been the same kind of band for a while. And the drummer, Judd Johnson, and bass player, Brendan Bond, went off to some touring gigs. And I still had stuff I wanted to do. So I'd grab some guys and we'd rehearse for twice, maybe two or three songs, and then we'd go record them.
Wow.
Batches of three or four songs like
that.
And
I was here the whole time.
And Boer was here the whole time. And Jim and these guys were all here for a lot of it too, Ben and Blake. And then two other drummers and Jim played kind of everything, so.
And you would do it in different places with different producers?
Actually, it's mostly all at King Electric with Justin Douglas.
All right.
Who Blake plays with in a band called Royal Forest as well. But one song is from an old session from that we did with Danny Reich that just didn't make the last record.
And I always think about your songs as being really sincere and from the heart and from the gut. And yet we all know that when you're a musician, other things enter into the picture, be it business concerns or being on the road, what have you. How do you stay focused as a songwriter when you got all this other stuff going on? And plus, you're a dad of two kids, right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm not really sure. I don't know. It's been a while. Honestly, we had a really creative period up until about 7 months ago, and I'm trying not to freak out about it right now.
Like jinx it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a while. I find that it goes in spells for me, so I try not to worry about it if it's not happening. But to your point, I haven't written anything in a while, so I feel like maybe we shouldn't talk about it.
Okay. Let's talk about my cat. Because I'm a cat man. I mean, there's dog people and cat people, right? I'm a cat person. Sylvia, if you're listening, I love you. But the album's called Cat Paws.
Yeah.
I love my cat, man. I'm serious. Cat Paws, how did that come into play?
So me and my wife kind of had a joke, thing going on for a while. Well, if you're like, you can't see this on the radio, but you know, if you say something stupid, you're like, shh. That's a cat paw.
Oh, like a swipe.
So I just cut it out.
I think.
And we were watching fireworks, and I'd been trying to find a title for a really long time, and this firework went off, and it kind of looked like a cat paw to me. I was like, cat paws. She was like, you should call your record that. And I was like, done. And then like 2 months later, she was like, oh, you really did that? You weren't supposed to really do that. I was like, yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought that was the whole conversation we had.
It's
on everything now, so it's too late.
It is cool. It's on the merch. It's on the vinyl. Cat Paws is out Friday, and Ace Sinclair plays Saturday at the Mohawk, and we're going to do another song. Can you set this one up for us?
Yeah, sure. This is so that first song All I Want to Do is our first single. This is In the Beginning. These are both up on Spotify and all your streaming devices, apps, whatever you say. And then the rest of the record will be out at the end of the week, and this is just kind of a fast banger, I guess.
Let's bang it.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
It wasn't true, she would have said.
banger indeed. Austin's Ace and Claire live on KETX. In the beginning was that song. The album, Cat Paws, is out Friday, and the show is Saturday night at the Mohawk. I want to thank some folks who made this happen. For those of you listening on the airwaves, Cliff Hargrove did the mix for you. And those of you in-house, Jake Perlman did the front-of-house mix. Our multimedia crew who was in here earlier filming the band so that we can post some video at KUTX.org, led by Julia Reese, Jorge Sanways, a lion, and assisted by Tristan Ipok and Parker. Our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. And thanks to Odell Brewing Company. I hope you got a beer if you wanted one. Because there's more music coming your way. Thank you to our concert club members for being here tonight, bundling up and joining us. For Ace Sinclair, more to come at KUTX.org.